This is GIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Lee's delegation to second summit of heads of government of EU and CELAC. NHF adds new drugs for arthritis and major depression, and St. James business community urged to increase investment in education. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is leading Jamaica's delegation to the second summit of heads of state and government of the European Union, EU, and the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC. The discussions to be held in Brussels, Belgium, June 10 to 11, will focus on the future of cooperation between the EU and the countries of CELAC under the theme, Shaping Our Common Future, Working for Prosperous, Cohesive and Sustainable Societies for Our Citizens. The dialogue with representatives of the European Union is of particular importance to Jamaica, as the country has had a long and successful relationship with the Union spanning 40 years. Programs supported by the EU in recent times include the Sugar Transformation Program, the Sugar Barracks Relocation Project, Banana Support Program, and construction of the North Coast Highway. Mrs. Simpson Miller left the island June 7 and is expected to return June 13. During the period of the Prime Minister's overseas engagement, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill will be in charge of the government. National Health Fund NHF card holders are to benefit from new drugs added to the individual benefits drug list. The new drugs are for the treatment of arthritis and major depression. Individual benefits manager at the NHF, Ainsley Jones, says three new drugs have been added for arthritis,
which are Zerodol tablets with a subsidy of $31 per 100 milligram tablet, Zerodol CR tablets with a subsidy of $62 per 200 milligram tablet, and Zerodol P tablet with a subsidy of $43 per 100 milligram / 500 milligram paracetamol tablet.
One tablet has been added for the treatment of major depression. These changes become effective June 2. A complete drug list and subsidies paid by the National Health Fund are available at NHF participating pharmacies and the NHF website nhf.org.jm. For more information, call 1-888-NHF-CARE. There are good prospects for an increase in fresh produce exports to the United States and Britain. That's the word from Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellyer. He says Jamaica has made significant progress in the British market through collaboration with the London Produce Consortium, adding that dialogue is ongoing with importers in Florida.
The ball is, however, in our court to ensure that we meet the safety and phytosanitary as well as the productivity requirements necessary to expand export agriculture and increase Jamaica's earning capacity. This is a critical component of our efforts to make the export sector sustainable and a viable contributor to our nation's economy.
Minister Kellyer adds that the government, with the support of the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, is building Jamaica's export platform to facilitate the sustained expansion of exports. Farmers and exporters are being trained, exposed to international business practices, and assisted with direct linkages with buyers and distributors. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites has called on the St. James business community to increase its support to education in the parish. He points out that the support of the business people will ensure that the education system continues to produce well-trained professionals for the labor market.
The proposition that I want to recommend to us all is that all of our strivings for prosperity based upon productivity, all of our efforts at individual and national development can only succeed if we have an educated population. The best advantage that any state, any parent, any community can offer to the next generation is the opportunity for a good education.
Minister Thwaites was addressing a luncheon organized by the Montego Bay Chamber of Commerce and Industry. That was the GIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.